Hey guys, it's Elizabeth Johnson Phillips here, the content developer for Empower Source. Going to go ahead and let you know I sound like a weirdo because it's cold and flu season and I'm Typhoid Mary. So people sitting very far away from me today in the podcast are Cindy Farmer and Bob Shanfrail. Did I say it right?
You certainly did.
Awesome. And they are here with us today from Proactive Information Management. To talk to us about Office 365 and all of its bells and whistles. And can you tell us first a little bit about yourselves and what you do at Proactive Information Management?
I'm Cindy Farmer, the Internal Communications Manager for Proactive, and I also assist Bob with Office 365 sales, if you will. It's not really a sales position, but we do a lot of training and explanation of what Office 365 can do for an organization. And I assist in building a SharePoint site if a client wants to go that route.
Yes, my name is Bob Shanfrail, and I've been with Proactive since August, I'd say. And my job is to help create SharePoint sites, kind of be an architect for SharePoint. A lot of times what I do is I come and I sit in with potential clients, and I explain what Office 365 can do. And based on some of their needs, I will put together a SharePoint site, get back with them, see what they like, what they don't like, and then update what they, you know, what basically what their requirements are. And then we'll schedule some training and teach them and their staff how to use SharePoint.
Sounds awesome. And folks listening should know that around the office, we call Bob the Builder. So can he build it? Yes, he can. And just want to let you know, they built our company's awesome SharePoint site that we use on a regular basis, and it has been great. Most people who are familiar with Office 365 for two, maybe three reasons, and I would say that's Word, Excel, and Outlook. Would you say that that's your experience as well?
Yeah, I think a lot of people purchase Office 365 solely for the Outlook usage, and they just aren't aware or realize what these other functions that are available to them are. They purchase it to use it for email. And so we're trying to educate people that there are other apps and functions within that Office 365 that are available to them to make their organization run a little smoother, better productivity, collaboration, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that what's happening is somebody's buying a new computer, and with that computer, sometimes Office 365 is offered as one bell and whistle for their computer. And it's attractive because it's not as expensive as just going out and buying a full-blown version of Office 2016 or 2019 or whatever version it is. So they go out and they will either pay for it in one lump sum or they'll pay it off monthly. And they are unaware, like Cindy was saying, of what is Teams, what is OneDrive. And so we hope to try and explain that to them, see how it benefits them.
Yeah, because most people probably are introduced to Office 365 at a personal level. And so it's different in a business, for a small business or even a large business, the offerings that Office 365 offers. That it brings to the table, things like you mentioned Teams, which is probably one of my favorite things to utilize during in Office 365. Do either one of y'all want to talk about Teams and what are the different channels and things like that and what it can bring to the table for a business?
Well, Teams is where your day starts, really, you know, and everything comes off of Teams. For instance, if you create a team, you're basically creating a group, and that group is used in SharePoint. So whatever files you put into your team, you can also find it in SharePoint. And when you create that group, that also gives you a link into Outlook so that you, when you go into that group, you have a completely different set of information there, like you would have your own calendar for that team. that some people aren't even aware of. So it ties into a lot of the other applications that come with Office 365.
I like Teams. It feels a bit like texting to me. It very right. rapid pace, that instant message. But I also like the functionality of I can go up at the top and I can find the file, different files that have been shared.
Right.
And there's the meeting notes also that we can make notes of. And it makes it very searchable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I also personally really love the general channels. And I find great joy in knowing when other people are going to lunch, because that makes me laugh. I'm like, oh, Paul's going to lunch. Paul's back from lunch. And it just makes me laugh. I get the little notification. I'm like, I know where my people are. I'm very happy now. But you can also make calls through Teams.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's a great functionality as well.
Teams is very useful for video conferencing. You can use Teams as your phone system. So it's a really good collaboration tool, easy access, very little training to learn how to use it. And it's a in-house communication tool, kind of like instant message, like you mentioned a few minutes ago.
It feels a little bit like Facebook Messenger almost.
But, somewhat, and yeah. It's also where we live in a world of instant gratification. So you're not waiting for somebody to reply to that email and for it to get through the servers and to get back to you. That instant, it's instant. You can actually see when somebody's replying mm-hmm. to you.
You see the little bubbles.
The little bubbles, yeah.
Right.
So it's just a really good way to channel the information and keep that conversation flow between certain people going.
Right. The other feature that it has is you can share your desktop, which in some instances we have a client that's a bookkeeper, and she has, you know, other people working for her. When they run into a problem, they can just share their desktop and she can walk them through exactly what the problem is. You know, say, well, this shouldn't have been posted in this account. You should have posted it in another account. And it's fantastic. It takes them, you know, from having to, you know, go and meet personally to be able to just meet, you know, from
instantaneously
from a remote location, sometimes in the, you know, in the customer's office.
It really does help aid telecommuting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. I will say there is a learning curve. At least there was for me. It probably is just for me. No one else has had this problem where I would consistently, instead of answering the phone on Teams, hang it up.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, I think it's the red button.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, red button. I'm going to press that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they make it green? So Office 365, if you're listening, next round, make it green. Give me a big green button to press.
Yes.
That is probably one of my best features. And because I like to use email for more. Here is this file I'm working on.
Right.
I've shared this with you. That's what I'll use email for. And then Teams is more, hey, I just saw this. What do you think about this? Or, oh, I'm running behind. You know, make it more personal like that.
Right. And you can use it for remote training if you have to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. But I just mentioned talking about sharing documents. One of the things I actually also love about Office 365 that is different than other offerings out for businesses like, say, G Suite, is the way you can collaborate together on documents and spreadsheets. That's similar. However, with Office 365, you also get a desktop app that has all the bells and whistles. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can tell you a little bit about it. I know that it comes with most of the business side options that you have when you purchase Office 365. And it is incredibly valuable. A lot of times you can just get away with having the online version. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles like Excel. If you're just doing data entry, it works fine. If you're using Word and you're just typing up a document, that's fine. But if you are really putting together something like in PowerPoint, if you're putting together a really in-depth presentation with pictures and graphs and things like that, you're going to want the full-blown version of it. And so to have the option in the middle of putting it together to say, full-blown, you know, let's go to the full-blown version because I need this type of functionality, it's very easy.
That's right. And sometimes you may want to work offline. I mean, a lot of people think work offline, but sometimes offices, the Wi-Fi goes down, things like that. And if you don't have the capability to have a desktop app, you're host.
Yeah, if you're at the airport and you're trying to do some work.
Yeah, I mean, you don't always want to have to pay to get a secure server. And so that is really a perk that Office 365 provides that, say, G Suite does not have.
And also, Office 365 is secure. It's in the cloud. So you can work from anywhere. You can, as long as you have a Wi-Fi access, you can be anywhere to access your documents and still collaborate.
And I do think it's a lot easier. I know before I worked at EmpowerSource, I worked with an author and we would email back and forth the documents and you'd have to do this whole ordeal of tracking changes and the edits and everything. And now the way Office 365 has it, we can both be in the document together at the same time. I can see their little avatar up at the top and I can see the cursor moving, which sometimes is disconcerting because I'm going, no, don't actually delete that. That's wrong. That's the good part. And you can make comments to the side and sort of talk to one another. But then when the finished product comes, all those comments are there. And so you're able to be in two separate places, but be operating as though you're in the same place.
And you can always check revision history too. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy with the version you're looking at, you can go back, you know, to whatever version you're interested in going back to.
Because you may be creating a document that you need similar versions, but one version is going to one segment of your clients and then another version is going to another segment of your clients, but you're not having to always recreate the wheel because that functionality is already there for you within Office 365. Now, I know one thing y'all super big heart love about and that y'all, Bob the Builder, is all about is SharePoint. And you created an amazing SharePoint site for us at MCH Concepts and at EmpowerSource. So can you tell us a little bit about what SharePoint is? I'll be honest, when y'all first started talking about SharePoint, I thought y'all were making things up. I'm 98% sure now that you're not. There's still that small chance. So tell us a little bit about what SharePoint is and what that can do for businesses.
SharePoint is, you can look at it like a website, but it's an intranet company website that only people who have been given rights and access to it can access. And I manage the MCH Concepts web SharePoint site, and it's a great place for loading documents that everyone needs access to, such as HR forms, mileage expense forms, company employee handbook, where in the past, if you needed a copy of that, you went to the HR director and asked for it, or you had to have her email it to you or whatever. So to stop that constant asking of her or him for those documents, you have access to them. They're sitting in a file on the SharePoint site. You can get it anytime you need it without bothering someone else for it. It's a great place to have calendars for company events, notices that go out, reminding people about, make sure you complete your expense report this month, you know, at the end of the month, or any kind of notice that an HR department a lot of times would put out, this is where it could go. As long as everybody is actually accessing it every day. And that's the goal. You want everybody to go to that SharePoint site almost like the first thing they do to see what new company updates are out there, to access all company information.
It's the proverbial water cooler.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the greatest things about SharePoint is the fact that there is an effort to make sure that there is only one version of a file. I can't tell you how many times I've heard stories about people having just a one-on-one meeting with somebody and one person's looking at one version of the file and the person sitting on the other side of the desk is sitting there with their laptop and they're looking at a completely different version of the file. It saves the headache of that. It allows people to work on that file. And then, like we were talking about earlier, going through versions to look up where things might have changed on that file. And even if it's a form that you're supposed to fill out, you know, you're instructed to just make a copy of that file and put it in your OneDrive and then fill it out. Okay, because if you went into SharePoint and filled it out right on SharePoint,
then everybody
knows all of your information on that form.
It would get saved as that document.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not where we share our passwords. That's not where we're going to save our passwords.
Probably not.
Right. Save the little post-it note under your keyboard.
Actually, do not do that. As someone who will tell you, that is not where you want to save your passwords.
No. Really?
No, your passwords should be like your underwear. Change them often and keep them private.
Okay. That's okay.
I don't really know where to go after that one. I'm sorry. But the other great, one of the things you mentioned the calendar is about, that's one of my favorite things about SharePoint. And I like being able to go in and, oh, I need to find out. Sometimes if I've messaged someone on, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I stalk people. So if I message someone on Teams and I haven't heard back from them, y'all have a document on the company's SharePoint that I can go in and find everyone's cell phone number. I'm like, oh, now I'm going to text you. You did not respond to my email. You did not respond to my Teams, now I can text you. But it also is helpful for me. There's a document with things like people's birthdays. And, you know, it's a great way to, when you shared about someone got a promotion or someone got married, it's a great way to sort of build company culture as well. And really, particularly in an age where a lot of us are telecommuting or working remotely, and then we don't always have the water cooler to stand around
the connectivity.
And create community, and yet we're wired for community. So it is a way to sort of establish community. And now you guys can build those for companies. That's what you're telling me.
Yes.
What does that entail?
Well, like I said, it entails probably a meeting or two with the client to find out what they're doing now. You know, how are they handling all this stuff, all of these processes now, all of these functions? Even something just as simple as having a staff meeting. You sit in a staff meeting, somebody actually manually writes out, you know, meeting notes. Well, with this, you really don't have to do that. You can invite people to a meeting using Teams, and then in Teams, create a document that is just the meeting notes. And you just keep it in there. You can have one long, you know, running document for all of your staff meetings for the quarter or for the year. Or you can just make an individual document each time. But it's all in the same place. If somebody missed the meeting, they want to see what happened, they can go back in there and find the notes.
And I think one of the great things I want to point out to listeners is, if you have Office 365, you already have all this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not talking about something extra that somebody's going to have to buy.
Correct.
It's already this capability. It's just a matter of learning how to use what you already have.
Right. I think half the battle is learning how to navigate from application to application to application, and then finding out, you know, figuring out how to use all of the functions in those applications to your advantage. And once you do that, it's clear sailing. It's a different way of thinking about how to manage your data.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And about how long does it take for you guys to develop a SharePoint site for a company?
I think it depends on what the need is, but
right.
We'll have initial meetings with them to find out what their needs are, their processes are, and then go through some explanations to them of how this can work for them. And then Bob builds based on that information. So it could be anywhere from a month to 6 weeks.
It doesn't take very long. The entire process could take 6 weeks.
With approvals 6 weeks. And
right,
a couple meetings in
between. It doesn't take long to build a main page. It's how much more do they want on top of that? Do they want it built out where they have different departments, where they want a main page, and then they want a page for the accounting department and for HR.
Or for separate companies.
Right, or for separate companies. It's very, and each department wants their own thing. Mm-hmm. Or each company wants their own thing. So that can take a little bit of time.
And you have it set up, and I'm sure you do this for other companies as well, that as soon as I open up my laptop, I don't even have a choice.
That's right.
I am not given a... I have feelings about that. I am not given a choice. It just pulls up.
It becomes your homepage.
It becomes my homepage.
Right.
But that way I'm able to see, oh, I have a meeting at this time today. I totally forgot about that. That's probably good information for me to have. Right. And I see it's so-and-so's birthday. So I can send him a message in Teams that it's so-and-so's birthday. And I can, let me email so-and-so. I need this document. Wait, no, it's right there. I don't have to email Erica and HR to get this document.
Right.
Because she's just going to email me back. It's in SharePoint, dummy.
Right.
That's right there. So, and that's great that y'all can do that. And then you also train people.
Yeah.
Once it's built, you'll go into an office and train people on how to use it.
Right.
Right. We'll train people on their use of their OneDrive, and then train people on Teams, and then SharePoint, and just show them how everything works together. And Outlook, if they're not aware of how things tie into Outlook as well. One of the things that Cindy and I do is we try to help somebody with a process, like we were talking about the staff meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody who is getting new clients, how to add new clients in. And what we'll do is we'll talk to them about it, during our initial interview. And then we will develop a new process because you're adding new applications into it. And then Cindy will actually use Visio and draw a design on, okay, first you do this, then you go this. And if it's a yes or no, if it's no, it goes here. If it's yes, it goes
here. Flow chart. So they can see exactly how that process goes.
Right.
That's great. And now how do people sign up? How do people get in touch with you? What's the best way? If I hear this, I think, oh, I have Office 365, but I don't have that. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Through their proactive salesperson or EmpowerSource salesperson, maybe is the better way to put that. They would need to show their interest to them, and then the sales rep would get in touch with us and hand us off to go and explain to them the Office 365 features and benefits and what we can do for them.
And if you're also a small business and you're hearing this and you don't have Office 365, you can also purchase that through Proactive Information Management that is found on the web at, do you want to give me that website, Cindy?
Proactive-info.com.
Okay. It's www.proactive-info.com on the web. Do you have the telephone number? I don't know that one off the top of my head.
804-897-8347.
Can you say that again?
804-897-8347.
That's great. Thanks so much. And again, I was here today with Cindy Farmer and Bob Shanfrau, Bob the Builder, from Proactive Information Management that you can find on the web, proactive-info.com. And once again, I am Elizabeth Johnson Phillips, content developer for EmpowerSource. That's mpwrsource.com on the web. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. Find us. And evolve together. Mm.